Blog Talk Radio.
Now,
then Jay David, your favorite power podcaster of the Brit Purple Wind podcast.
I'm trying to hear. I can't hear nothing.
I can't hear nothing either, man.
Yeah, you on this zone? You hear this zone too? What's up, bro? I'm Chris, bro.
No, y'all.
Yeah, I'm Tino.
Y'all, y'all can't hear me, boo? All
right. Oh, I can't
hear you
y'all
now.
Hear
you keep fading in and out.
Yeah. Got you on the line. Can y'all hear me, boo?
Yeah, I hear you
now.
Hear
you
hello?
Now. Yeah.
I'm sitting here, like, yo, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? So, do I got my boy Cuss? I got you on the line with me, correct?
Most definitely, I'm here.
Now, I was pleasantly surprised when I got your little package, my homie, because on some real stuff, you had me hyped with your joint. You had me on my gangsta lean and following every word that you got going on because your lyrical content was throwing me, my dude. Like, you came with the joint talking about some fuck the shit that be banging in your speakers because nowadays these rap niggas is divas
rap
and it touched
divas.
My soul. You feel me?
That's bad.
Touched my
you
soul
know,
with that one. Because anybody
yo.
That know and be dealing with these artists out here know how much of a little miscarry these cats could be. You feel me? Like,
yeah, man.
So I want you to go ahead and talk to the people about your joint. Oh, no, honey.
Well, let me tell y'all, first and foremost, I appreciate y'all having me on the show. Come on, Bleach. I'm trying to let my homeboy
no
in the club. Yeah. But, no, I appreciate y'all having me on the show. The Oh, No record really was just me venting out. Honestly, I was going through some things before I made the track. And I put down random bars a lot. You know, you gotta practice your skill every day. It's just like anything else you do, you feel me? A sport or anything.
Definitely.
So basically that was joint, I was just venting out, you feel me, lashing out about a lot of stuff. I had some situations, I'm not gonna speak on the artist's name, but I had some situations that didn't go through or that was supposed to go through, you feel me? And then whatever the case and went wrong, you feel me? And I just was like, man, you know what? Because I don't feel like you spitting like me, I'm going to come at it and see how you feel about it. You feel me? So that's all that was. It was kind of like,
yo,
just me venting out. I was just lashing out bars like, what you going to do about it?
Okay, my boy said, what are you going to do about it?
You know what
I'm feeling that. You know what I'm saying? Because most cats, they not able to do what you're doing out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you listening to it, and you like, yeah, he talking about a lot of these cats out here. Even though you was on some one specific cat, one specific joint, you had your scope aimed at for the brat, you feel me? So hats off to you to even be able to do that, because you have me going, honey. Like, yeah, I'm loving you right now, you feel me? It's also one other joint in there. It's a couple of jokes, because like I said, I was listening to your shit. You had me ready, honey. I was ready. You know what I'm saying? You had another joke in there. Talk about this one right here. This is the cake. For y'all that's listening out here, y'all need to go check my boy out. KUSHKRINKLE with Oh No, honey. This dude was out here talking about some real shit, talking about some fuck up, bitch. You got to spend all my time stacking cash. Because the better prospect will come around and she'll leave that ass fast. Pretty much in a nutshell. Y'all know it's true. All y'all bras up there know y'all be chasing that dollar. Don't get it confused, honey. I understand you don't want a broke one, but he's calling you out right now. You feel me? So I want you to go ahead and talk to these cats real fast. Because cats be on, you know what I'm saying, the cash. They don't be on the cash chase. They be on the ass race. And I need you to talk to these cats real quick. Get their mind right and flip it around for them real fast.
Man, listen, get your cash, bro. The cash going to bring the females. The females going to always be around. But the cash going to change your life. Always chase the cash, bro. Don't chase these females, bro. They going to come. But, and if you don't got
right.
it, no one else got it. So get your mind right. I mean, don't get played out here in these streets, man.
Real talk. And I know y'all heard the bars that I'm just spitting, and I ain't even rap them correctly. You feel me? I was just talking. Y'all need to go check him out because he has some lyrical content for that ass. Yeah, it is. Y'all check my boy out. KUSHKRINKLE. Go ahead and spit out all your social media handles, Papa, because I want them to know where to find you at.
Most definitely, man. Twitter, find me at Kush Crinkle. Instagram, Kush Crinkle. Facebook, Rashawn, that's RAUSHAWN, Kush Crinkle. And then Wallace is the last name, you feel me? Just look me up, man. Holler at me. I follow back. I talk back. I ain't Hollywood, man. I'm average like everybody else out here working. So just holler at me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Onion.
Real
talk. Shout out to my hood, you feel me? And shout out California. You already know how we get down. Real what?
Definitely, because I know they holding you down for sure. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't listening, I know they're going to run it back one time when we share the link. So shouts out to y'all, you know what I'm saying, for holding my boy down. Yeah, Nick? Now, I want to skip on over here to my boy, Tino the Godson. Now, honey, I know I had you on before, you know what I'm saying, and we already discussed one of your tracks. But you sent me this track, Put Me In. Now, immediately, you know what I'm saying, like, I was like, okay, my boy got me about to put me on some jewels, you feel me? With a title like that, you can't help but to really just be like, okay, he about to just read some shit real quick. Just read them. Read them for me. You feel me? So I want to just ask you, like, because when they first came on, the beat, you know what I'm saying, with that sound, I don't know what that sound is. I was trying to talk to my engineer real quick to be like, tell me what the sound is so I can sound smart. You know what I'm saying? But whatever that sound is, you know what I'm saying, had me paying attention because you was like, okay, it's very attention grabbing. It's a very good idea to put something like that at the beginning of a beat because you'd be like, oh, like everybody here just kind of like, okay, what's going on here? So I want you to go ahead and talk to the people about your Joan Put Me In.
Yeah, Put Me In came from trying to get your music out there, and you know, you rap in front of people, freestyle in front of people, and you have other people like, man, put me in, give me a chance, let me in the studio, this and that, you know, as a youngster growing up, and things from that. So I said, put me in, coach, like, give me a chance. Anybody want to give a chance? So I took it myself.
Okay, I know that's right. Now, you had, like, when I got the beat drop, like I said, had me turning my neck all kind of crazy, breaking my neck to figure out what the hell was going on. Because like I said, it's good to grab putting something that attention grabbing in the beginning of a song. You feel me? Now, when you dropped, you had me on some, oh, I'm looking for my boy to boss up. You know what I'm saying? Because you dropped it with some, I think the right off the top of my head. You know, I'm not even just reading off of that. I'm going off the top of my head with y'all verses because I just was playing them over and over again. But you know what I'm saying? I believe it was something like, so what's the discussion? I'm self-made, Tino, bitch. I'm self-paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, okay, you better tell them one time, Mr. Tino the Godson. Let them know where you're at. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to talk to these people about the importance, you know what I'm saying? Because we got young cats listening every day, and they so misguided because look at what we got to follow, you feel me? Look what's out here on social media anyway. Look what's on the media and on TV, all that anyway. So they misguided. They don't know, you know what I'm saying? So when y'all come on, I like for my kings and queens to drop some jewels on them. Talk to these young cats, you know what I'm saying, about the importance of really getting out here and doing for yourself, not necessarily following the trend, not necessarily following the blueprint of somebody else, but really getting out here, knowing what you want to do, and following it through for yourself so you could be self-made.
Right. It's all about following your first mind. Don't follow the trends. Mm-hmm. Don't follow the things everybody putting out there in front of you, because everything they putting out there in front of you, that's just entertainment. You know what I'm saying? They ain't giving you the real reality, mm-hmm. the real life thing, the real life story. Because basically some of them just can, you got people that can rap. They can tell you a story, but are they really living it? So that don't mean you go out there and try to live another person's rap. Don't go out there and live another person's life that they ain't living. Because half of the time, you got cats that just probably got somebody, they paying somebody to ghostwrite for them. So this person really don't know what your life based on. And you go out there and be a dummy. You go head first and you get in trouble. Because, man, I want to live this. I can rap. But I want to live it and then rap it. But no, time, it's okay to be different. That's why I always tell my little cousin and my brothers, man, it's cool to be different. You ain't got to be like everybody else. You ain't got to stick out like a sore thumb.
Yes. I'm glad you said that because that was exactly right. Like you said, these cats want to rap about it and then live it. You know what I'm saying? Which is totally backwards. Or they want to live it and then rap about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad you said that because what I need for all y'all young cats out here to realize is these cats, a lot of these cats that's out here right now in the public eye, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they like really put them in the streets with you. My hitters, and watch their world crumble. You feel me? Don't take what you're hearing and seeing at face value. Live your life and interpret it in a way that everybody can feel and move to what the hell you got to say. That's all the game is really about. It's flipped into something else, but take it from my boy Tino, the God's son, you know what I'm saying? It's great to be transparent. It's great to be unique and different. That's what people are looking for. That's what draws people in. So do you and stay true. Like, speaking on my boy Tino, the God's son, Henny, why don't you go ahead and spit out all your social media handles real quick?
All right. Facebook is Tino, the God's son. Instagram is official Tino, the God's son. Twitter, it is at Godson Tino, and my SoundCloud is I_am_Tino, and I want to represent Gloucester, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? I'm from a small town, and I'm representing it well. You know what I'm saying? I put it on my back.
No doubt, and I know they proud to call you their own. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to check my boy Tino the Godson out with his Joan put me in, honey. I got. Get on over and get. I know I had you on before, and I want people to get familiar with you because a lot of great things have been going on. I want to talk about any new developments that we should be looking out for. Like, you got videos, you got shows, you got new tracks with some featured artists coming out. You working with a dope baker. Let us know what's going on.
You talking to me?
Yep.
Hello?
Tino, my boy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Tino. I'm talking to you, honey.
I have a joint coming out, I Like That, with an artist coming out of Milwaukee and a lady coming out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. We're going to drop that soon. The Put Me In video coming out real soon. And I got a mixtape. Well, I'm going to say like a little promo I'm finna do. I might live stream it. I'm going to go in and do 3 songs nonstop, you know what I'm saying? And do that for the live. You let them see that it's real and raw, that, you know, no cuts. I'm going to let you see the whole thing, that everything I do to go in the studio, go in, do my thing, and come out. That's probably going to be next week. And I got another song called Your Body for the ladies. Then I got another song.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I got another song called Life. And it's a lot of tracks I got going on. Then I got one called If I Had Wings, I Would Fly Away. It's major. I got a lot of stuff going.
Okay. Y'all make sure y'all checking for my boy, Tino the Godson. Y'all heard what he said? He said, that put me in. It's going to have a video, honey. So y'all need to make sure y'all checking for that. Y'all need to make sure y'all checking for it on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? And following what he got going on, honey. Y'all don't want to get left in the cold. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real lonely out there. So y'all need to make sure y'all getting on and checking out for my boy. Now, I want to slide over here real quick and talk to my boy, Chris. Now, like I said, my dude, your lyrical content be blowing me. Like, you have me cracking the fuck up. Like, it was one joint, you was like, niggas make no sense, like the ad-libs on Panda. I ain't gonna lie, I hollered. I had to run it back like, what he say? ain't calling everybody out. My dude is just doing it, I think. Like, I love this track. You know what I'm saying? The beat is, like, crazy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to go check this joint out. Like I said, my boy got some crazy lyrical content. And, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the show, I don't want to go ahead and say no names real quick, but I would love for one of the other artists that I have been on the show, you know what I'm saying, I would love to hook y'all up because I think it'd be a beautiful flag. You feel me? But we're going to get to that after the show. That's after the show talk. I'm talking too much right now. I want you to go ahead and talk about any developments you have, any new videos, if we going to ever get a video to the Oh No. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and let us know what it is.
Well, right now I got the Oh No video on YouTube. Also, the work video out with my producer, Deshaun. Out in Wisconsin where I got started with. So when I started out there with my music, I also got a song coming out called On Sight, and it's featuring Glasses Malone out of California. You know who Big Glasses is, right?
Yes, honey.
Yeah, I got him.
Yes, honey.
I'm flying out there in September to shoot the video with him, and I also got Slim 400. Shout out Slim 400, Treetops, YG, all them. Shout out to them. Slim 400 pulling up for a photo op, so that'll be dope. I also got the Do Your Dance track on YouTube right now, and I got a whole bunch of other stuff. I got a whole catalog. I got a mixtape I'm about to drop. I'm just working, you feel me? And I'm down for features, so
yes.
I show love, you feel me?
Yes, like I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? I know all of us fall short, and I say this every podcast, you know what I'm saying? Because I know as soon as we leave the podcast, ain't nobody going to be back until it's daytime. Well, I ain't going to say that because I do got some shout out to the people that have been on the podcast that is listening right now. I know you, like
that's
I said, y'all know sometimes we fall short. You know what I'm saying? We fall short in supporting each other. So shout out to y'all for even listening. Y'all already know what it is because y'all artists yourselves. Y'all go check my boy out, Kush Kringle, KUSHKRINKLE, with that Oh No. For all of y'all that want to work with him, you know what I'm saying, from checking him out, Kush, go on ahead and drop them with an email or something where they can go ahead and get in touch with you, honey.
Yo, just hit me up, man. Kush Kringle, that's KUSHKRINKLE, TMG@gmail.com. Again, that's Kush Kringle, TMG@gmail.com. You feel me? It's all one word, no space, no hyphens, no underscore. Just get with me on there. You feel me? I answer back. I'm on my joint every day.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. You feel me? Now, it sounds like 2018 has been very, very good to you. You know what I'm saying? Because if it ain't been, I can't tell. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the way you always want to make it look.
Right.
You doing a
right.
good job. But am I correct in saying 2018 has been like kind of pushing you up there?
Yeah, 2018 has been a great push. You know what I'm saying? Last year I went to the BET Awards weekend to network and perform at some, like, smaller shows around the area. I also went to South by Southwest and went out there to perform and network. So, you know what I'm saying? Basically, like, it was all the setup. It's always a grinding process. Let me tell you this to somebody that's out there grinding right now trying to reach their dream. It's all a process. You got to trust the process. And it take money to make money. You feel me? Don't be scared to invest in yourself or push yourself. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, you're going to get it right back. When people see how much you put into it and how much you work, they're going to want to support. They're going to want to come to the shows. They're going to want to hit you up. Definitely get the merch involved. You feel me? Like, you got to be a businessman. If you're going to do this independently, really take it serious and know that you got to spend the money. It's going to take the money to really get where you want to go. You understand? So, you know what I mean? I know
definitely, because,
you know what I'm saying? I know it can get, to me, it gets down sometimes because it's a lot of money that takes out of you, trust the process.
Real
talk.
Definitely. I can definitely attest to that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, there is sometimes, you know what I'm saying, that I do get artists that come to the show and, you know, it kind of sounds like, you know what I'm saying, you was in somebody's, you know, laundry room, you know what I'm saying? Which is not a bad beginning, you dig? That's not a bad beginning. But if you've been in the game for 6 years and you still in somebody's washroom recording, Like, these cats is not going to take you seriously because they like, if you ain't investing in yourself, why should I? So take it from my king, you know what I'm saying? Take it from my hitter, Kush Crinkle. He is definitely spitting some jewels for your crown for y'all to wear. All y'all got to do is set them in there. You feel me? So why don't y'all make sure y'all check him out because he's doing big things, as y'all can tell by the words that he's speaking to you right now. He is not selfish by any means. You know what I'm saying? He's sharing the wealth. He's sharing the jewels. He's sharing the knowledge. And he's sharing the talent, honey. So y'all make sure y'all check him out. Doing big things. Go ahead and shout out your social media handles one more time so they don't get it confused.
Let me hit you with it. Insta. Oh, yeah, you follow me too. You know what I'm saying? It's all love with you too. I promote anything you got going on. You feel me? Shout out Patience J too. She put it all together. You feel me? But my social media, you know, Facebook, Rashawn, that's RaushaWn. Kush, all one word in the middle, and then Wallace at the end. That's WALLACE. Instagram, Kush Crinkle. Twitter, Kush Crinkle. Snapchat, Kush Crinkle. You feel me? Just add me on there. Look me up. I'll holler at you. You feel me?
Definitely. Y'all need to check him out. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all, things is blowing, you feel me? And you don't want to get left, you know what I'm saying? So y'all need to go check my boy out. For y'all that ain't even music artists and that are listeners, you're going to love his track. You're going to love his voice. You're going to love his personality on the track. So y'all go check him out. For all my producers, why don't y'all just go check him out? You know what I'm saying? Everybody else doing it. KUSHKRINKLE. Go get it, baby. You feel me?
Thank
now
you.
I want to slide on over because I ain't forgot about you, Mr. Godson. You feel me? Now you coming with that old school, like the way you flow on your tracks, it reminds me of like wanting to sit down and listen to one of my OG uncles from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? You know, he got a bunch of stuff to say, and it's very important. So you just sit there, and you listen, and you soak up, you know what I'm saying, everything he got to say. You got one of them type of vibes, you know what I'm saying? So y'all need to check my boy Tino the Godson out because he's spitting some things out here. When he say the God, son, he mean that. So y'all need to go check him out when his Joan put me in, you know what I'm saying? Now, I want to ask you the same question about your 2018 because I know the last time I talked to you, you know what I'm saying, things were on the up and up. But have things been getting better for you since, you know what I'm saying, the last time I talked to you?
Yeah, it's getting a lot better, a lot better. To say this man put me in with my first joint to bring out, you know what I'm saying? I've been out since like 3 months, 4 months, so to say. I get about 6 months. I've been out, and it's been great. You know what I'm saying? Even though I've been rapping a long time, but taking it serious, it's been like 6 months. But it's upcoming, it's coming quick, and it's coming with ease, you know what I'm saying? But it's hard work. People say, it might say it's easy,
like,
but nah, it's hard work.
No.
It's
really
hard work.
Is. Now, you said that you've been rapping for a long time and you just recently took it seriously. Like, what was that turning point that made you really want to just do this as a career and really just get serious about the things that you're putting on wax?
Because, like, the things I've been through, and I lost a lot of loved ones, you know what I'm saying? Every time I try to take it serious, I end up losing my people to the streets, you know what I'm saying? And I'll fall back. Be like, man, damn, I got to pay attention to the streets, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, losing my grandmother and my wife really pushed me, like, you got to do this, don't do this, you got a talent, God gave you a talent, use it, instead of walking around the house rapping and all that. So I just put it to use. Don't let the talent go to waste.
Well, I'm glad you did, and shouts out to wifey, you know what I'm saying? Mama, look, we appreciate you because sometimes we need, you know, our kings need a little backbone and a little push. So shouts out to you for being exactly that for my boy and giving him the oomph to go ahead and tell everybody they need to put me in, honey. Y'all need to go check him out for all my beat makers, producers. Y'all need to go check that joint out, you know what I'm saying? It's out right now. Let them know exactly what social media outlets that they can find that put me in on.
You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on, that is, iTunes, all your main streaming sites. You can go to YouTube. You can find it on YouTube. Just type it in. And you can find it on SoundCloud. just type in my name, Tino the Godson.
Definitely. Y'all heard him. Just type it in. TinoDaGodson, honey. Just type it in. You know what I mean? And y'all going to find him. Go ahead and check that Joan out that put me in, because that joint is blazing. You feel me? And he's definitely doing his things. He got some things to say to you, so you better go ahead and hit him up so he can go ahead and whisper it in your ear. You dig? So why don't y'all go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, just hit up my boy, KUSHKRINKLE, Chris Crinkle with that oh no baby, and that boy Tino the Godson, honey, with that put me in. So I want to go ahead and give my boy Kush one time to just give your shout outs to the people that you rock with, you know what I'm saying, your camp, your people, because without no you, there is no them, and vice versa. So we want to make sure we can get it in. Go ahead and say something to them, honey.
Most definitely, man. Shouts out to the Onion Block, man. Annapolis Garden, stand up. Annapolis, man, you feel me? Shouts out to Stockton and Merced, all my homies out there out California, you feel me? Oh, and before that, you know, shouts out to my mom. That's the leading lady in my life, you feel me? Shouts out to my mom,
yes.
My daughter, my son, and most importantly, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to my little bro, man. Free my little bro. He behind the walls, but we still riding for you, my nigga. Told you I was going to put you in everything, and I ain't.
Definitely.
You feel me? So, shouts out my little bro, man. And
shouts out to him. Shouts out to the bro.
Yeah, shouts out to everybody doing this thing, man. For real.
You know what I mean? And I want to give a special shout-out to my deuce. Even though I don't know you, honey, you gave us Mr. Kush. So shout-out to you. You get the special woo-woo and the pip 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 pip. Yeah.
You have me. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Shout-out to you. Yeah. Much love and mwah, mwah, mwah.
Mwah, mwah. You already know.
All that. Now, my boy Tino, I want to do the same for you. Go on a shout out to Kip, your crew, all your people, your loved ones, you know what I'm saying? Because without no them, there is no you. So go ahead and make it do what it do.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to God first. Thanks for everything. It's a blessing. Shout out to my wife. Shout out to my block, Southside, Gloucester, Mississippi, GT. Shout out to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Shout out to my people in New Orleans. Shout out to my mama, my kids, my father, my sisters, my brothers, and all the little ones that I done lost. And I miss y'all dearly. Sending praises up. Hope blessings come down.
Definitely. Shouts out to his whole camp, his whole crew. You know what I'm saying? We loving him, so we loving you. Yeah, then I want to go ahead and thank everybody for listening to the Dream Hustle Win podcast with your girl, LeJay, baby. This has been a pleasure. Now, don't forget, one more time, I'm going to put it in your ear. You need to check my boy Tino the Godson out, O-D-A-G-O-D-S-O-N, honey, with that song, Put Me In. And y'all need to slide on over and put something in your ear, because my boy Chris Crinkle, and I keep calling you Chris for some reason. Look, let me get it right one time before this boy really just correct me and be on. Yo, y'all check my boy Kush. Y'all know what I'm saying? K-U-S-H. For all my people out there, y'all know who y'all are. Y'all know exactly what the Kush is. So you ain't going to forget. I know you ain't. So hit my boy up, K-U-S-H-K-R-I-N-K-L-E. You know what I'm saying? With that, oh, no. And everything else he got going on, honey. So, right. Like, I got that don't download it already. Don't play with me. I don't gas. I'm not in the business of gassing though. Yet egg. So I wanna say salute to all my people. You know I'm a small fish in a bigger pond, and after we get done with this, it's on to your regularly scheduled program. So we're gonna say big up, salute, and good night, honey. We out.
Nice. Bless.